This broadcast of the Pensacola Expert Panel is presented by Running Wild, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's time to get wild here. We've got
head out on the highway looking for adventure
in your raised up Jeep or Bronco to look for adventure and
that's
then hit the highway
with your super cool hiking and trail running shoes, right?
Yes, because today is November 17th, which means it is National Take a Hike Day. And no, it's not telling somebody to get lost. It's literally the day where they encourage you, hiking experts that exists, yes, encourages you to get out there and hit the trails. There's over 60,000 miles of trails in the national trail system across all 50 states. We've got some UWF trails.
So we do. And somehow we didn't plan this ahead, right? Like Jenna and I didn't talk secretly and say, here's what we're going to talk about right at the beginning. But we do have some awesome trails. And we actually have a trail half marathon this Saturday. See? I'm like, wow. At Blackwater State Forest. So I'll talk about that in a minute, but oh my gosh, the trails we have around here are amazing. The Juniper Creek Trail, which is off Deaton Bridge Road,
yes,
in Blackwell, is probably one of the greatest trails in the whole state of Florida.
It
overlooks on these bluffs, overlooks the river, and you're 50 feet above the river, and tall pine trees, and a single track trail, which is just a single path. And it is amazing up there. This time of year, it's beautiful.
So there's so many different benefits when it comes to hiking and walking. And it's not just the caloric output you are doing.
Oh, yeah, it is. So you can eat cheeseburgers afterwards. I mean, like, you get to see all this beautiful stuff, and then you can go eat a cheeseburger.
Yes, you can go ahead and have an Egg McMuffin.
Or, no Egg McMuffin. Why would you waste it on that?
I don't know. I haven't had one in like 8 years, and I started craving one the other
now.
Day.
Since you mentioned it, my mouth is watering.
An Egg McMuffin and a hash brown. I am not encouraging that here on Wellness Wednesday.
I don't know about that.
But that's really cool. I want to talk more about the trail run, but I do want to just share that pretty much when it comes to hiking, it gets your heart pumping, your muscles moving. It's good for your mind, obviously. It's good to get outside and get connected with nature. Yes.
Nature.
Nature. You can rub some rocks together, maybe a couple sticks, right?
No. We're talking about hiking, not building fires and surviving.
Bear
this
grills.
Is just a 30-minute drive up to Deaton Bridge Road, and you can hike for an hour and do all of those things, right? You can burn calories. You can get your heart rate pumping. You can set yourself up for a cheeseburger.
If you go for a one-hour hike, you can burn up to 550 calories. If you go for a two-hour hike, you will definitely burn over 1,000 calories because your body gets warmer the more you hike. So if you're thinking about something fun to do, especially with this beautiful weather that we have coming up this weekend, yeah, you can throw on maybe some trail shoes, which if you don't have any, you can go to Running Wild.
We have trail shoes. We have lots of great trail shoes at both our stores in Pensacola and Fairhope.
And the other thing is, we talked about this before we get into the trail run, which is happening, you said Saturday?
Saturday.
I want to talk about trail shoes and hiking boots, and I'm air quoting that. And if you have a pair that you love too, if you have a question, if you want to chime in, 850-437-1620. The text line is open. You don't have to go big and bulky. You don't have to go, you know, for fashion. There's a ton of different options. It's actually lighter is better when it comes to trail shoes.
Lighter and more flexible. Yeah, that's right. And it used to be that there used to be a store here called Old Sarge's years and years ago. Fantastic outdoor store. And they fit for hiking boots. And they were really good. And both Sheree and I have purchased hiking boots from them in the past. And those boots are, they're great. They come up above your ankle. They fit snug. They fit really close to your foot. And we would use those for kind of aggressive hikes out west and, mm-hmm. you know, rocky areas
where
and literally rocky
and,
mountains.
Yes,
well, there's snakes here too,
yeah,
Jenna,
but
we're not
like
going to talk about
go,
those.
I don't feel like we, you know.
They hide. They're afraid of you here.
Well, I also, you know, walk like an elephant, so I feel like they get scared
they're,
and slither away.
They are
away.
Scared.
You like
That's
how
right.
I walk? This is how I walk.
So let's get back to the shoes, to the trail shoes. The trail shoes today are, they are a lot lighter in weight than bulky hiking boots, and yet they still have very good outsoles. They have aggressive, we call them aggressive outsoles that are carbon rubber, that have great tread, that give you great traction and great stability. And if you're not carrying a huge pack on your back, which most of us are not for a day hike, or even a short overnight up in Blackwater State Forest, or anywhere really in the southeast. Oak Mountain up in Birmingham is a great place to go hike as well. But the hiking shoes allow your foot to move more naturally. And when your foot moves naturally with extra space, you get better blood flow around your feet, and it makes day two even better. And you don't get blisters when you're fit correctly with the correct socks. And there's so many benefits to having a well-fitting, well-constructed trail running shoe to use for hiking over just a, you know, an inexpensive, bulky boot.
That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense, and I like that you said it has better blood flow, because you don't want all swollen feet the next day, and then you don't really want to enjoy it. And a lot of people are getting ready to travel to go be with their families up north.
Right. You don't want your feet all swolled up when you're getting ready to get in the car with the screaming children.
No. It doesn't sound fun whatsoever. And, yeah, it's not cute. It's just not like, hey,
well,
look at my
yeah,
chubby foot.
I don't know about that either. So I do want to circle back around to the trail run. But
yes.
But I want to talk about, since you brought up traveling and the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving is literally hours away, it seems like, but a week and a day until Thanksgiving. And then I sort of joke, but it's kind of a downhill run to New Year's Day after that. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean it's holidays full on for all of us, between decorating the house and shopping and cooking and having kids home from school more days than not, and everything kind of trying to drink out of a fire hose. And one thing we often forget about or neglect is our health and fitness. And the not excuse, I'm borrowing Jenna's air quotes, we often say, well, I'll wait till January 1st. Mm-hmm. When after the holidays I'll get back in shape. And so here's my challenge to everyone listening, and those of you who have friends also, let's rename January 1st to November 22nd. Mm-hmm. So next Monday is November 22nd, but let's pretend it's January 1st, and let's start our New Year's fitness resolution November 22nd. And if you can exercise, if you can trick yourself into exercising through the holidays, number one, you'll make better decisions about the foods you're not going to overeat, mm-hmm. but also it'll allow you to do it guilt-free or with less guilt. And by the time January 1st actual rolls around, you'll already be in the habit and already on the journey.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. And it's kind of, Mondays tend to be like a fresh start to the week.
Yes.
You kind of refocus. Your Sunday night, you're either thinking, oh man, I just maybe had a couple beers too many, or I enjoyed
it. Do you drink beers on Sunday night?
Never. Not anymore, but
Maybe once upon a
sure,
time.
Sure, I understand. This is true confessions.
But
here.
It is right here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. You can confess.
Jenna Barr, true confessions.
You can text to the confession line, 850-437-1620.
Oh, no. That's for the next segment. I'll be off at that point.
But yes, I think that one of the things is we talk a lot about it being flu season. But it's also sugar season.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And sugar just feeds all of the things in our body that's not good. And it depletes us of the good bacteria. And so we need to remember that not only do we have to get our body moving every single day, because it's not just good for our heart health and for our weight maintenance, but it's also good for our mental health, which you said helps us make better decisions. So, you know, thinking about already having those goals in mind for the new year and starting them now, whether it's slowly, right?
It should be slowly, yeah.
Yes.
When starting off, just set that goal so you're not overextending yourself, right? Just say, I'm on Monday the 22nd, it's actually January 1st, and I'm going to get out and walk for 15 minutes. And that's all you need to do.
And it's not a lot. And so, okay, so Paul, and if you're just tuning in, Paul is here from Running Wild, 850-437-1620. Do you feel like people set these huge, audacious goals and then give up on them because it becomes too overwhelming?
Absolutely. I mean, I even find myself slipping into that, right? So my goal is to run 5 miles every day. Mm-hmm. And so is 3 miles good enough? Absolutely. Is anything good enough? So if I wake up late or I get out the door too late to get my 5 miles in and I only have time for three, I just decide, well, I'm not going to do anything because I can't do five. Well, that it's such a ridiculous decision, right? Three is better than zero. One is better than zero. Just getting out and moving is better than not. And so set a small, not even a realistic goal, a goal that you know that you can accomplish in your sleep, right? And if it's you're going to get up and walk for 10 minutes every day, every weekday, then you do it, right? And you just decide, hey, I'm going to do 10 minutes. I know I could do 40, but all I'm going to do is 10. And set that goal and do it sooner than later. The weather this morning, oh my gosh, every day this week and last week and for the foreseeable future is amazing. And if you're a morning person and you get out and do it, you won't regret it.
Oh, absolutely. It makes you feel so much better about yourself. And then it kind of helps you look forward to the future in maybe getting signed up for a race.
Yes.
Which brings us to the upcoming, well, they're all cool. Let me just tell you, I did the Great Pumpkin Run. It was, my kids completed their first 5K. It was amazing.
It was great weather as well and so much fun.
Such good pumpkin bread.
There was a live turkey out there handing out some stuff, and there was actually even a running nun, believe it or not.
It was absolutely incredible. And I love that we got to run through our historic East Hill neighborhood, and we have more to talk about. I want to talk about the Kroll Lake Half Marathon, but we have Bruce from Gulf Breeze on the line. Bruce, do you have a question this morning for Paul?
Just a statement. Can you hear me okay? I'm talking through my system on my vehicle. I'm out driving right now. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you sound great.
We can hear you great, Bruce. Go ahead.
Yep. So my wife and I used to walk pre-COVID, and we're elderly. We're older than you guys are. Let's put it that way. We're in our 60s. I'm closer to 70 than 60. But we used to walk a lot pre-COVID, and then we were hit with COVID. We got COVID about a year or so ago. But on October 5th, a month ago, we started walking again. We started out only doing about 15 minutes. We didn't want to, overdo it. We just finished. We do it now every morning. We walk. We just finished a 75-minute walk. We're on our way back home now. But We went from 15 minutes to 20 minutes, increased it to 60, and in the last week we've increased it to 70, and yesterday we cheated on that 70, we went to 73, and today we went to 75. So you're right, you just got to start,
Bruce.
You got to put it in your routine, and you got to get it, do it at the same time every day. I'm done talking, thanks.
Fantastic. I'm throwing my arms up
Yay!
In the air in like victory, because you are, I mean, and we didn't plan this, right? Bruce just called in, and That's textbook. That's exactly what you need to do. And it's not easy, right? I know there were days when you thought, we don't want to do this, but having a partner to do it with is mm-hmm. great. But it's simple. And oftentimes people overlook the simplicity of it, Bruce. And you, congratulations. I mean, I'm so proud of you and all of our staff at Running Wild. If they heard this story, they would be so proud of you too. This is the kind of stuff we live for, Bruce. So congratulations.
Great job to you and your wife. Thank you for sharing that here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We love hearing those success stories. 850-437-1620. And, you know, just so we know, like, the best way to work yourself up to a, whether it's a 5K or a half marathon or a full marathon, is to just put your shoes on and get out the door.
Grab the seat of your pants and drag yourself out the door. I've never regretted not starting. I've never regretted
starting. Yes.
I've regretted not starting, yeah, right? Even if it's cold out, because it you warm up quickly, and it's really not that cold.
Right. It's not. And if you're looking for layers too, Running Wild has some excellent clothing choices. I just have to say, personally, love them. But let's get into the Kroll.
So let's talk about the Kroll Lake Half Marathon coming up this Saturday. But also there's some other races I want to talk about that are coming up quickly as well. It is an amazing course. It's at Kroll Lake, which is near Bear Lake in Munson, Krull Lake. And there's info on our website, werunwild.com or runpensacola.com. And if you're not ready for a half marathon, because you only have a few days to train at this point, if you haven't been training, you can still come out and watch. It takes about an hour to drive up there. Kroll Lake has a beautiful picnic area and a wonderful lake, and it's just a beautiful course and a lot of fun.
Very good. So that's coming up this upcoming weekend. And then, what did I miss it? Where is it? The Turkey Trot.
Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day.
That's right.
Yep, the 25th. We still have plenty of entries. That's downtown Pensacola, so it's Pensacola Turkey Trot. Thanksgiving morning at 8 o'clock, we have Krispy Kreme donuts, and we have BYOM, Bring Your Own Mimosas. So it's a fun run. It's a great way to start your Thanksgiving day. Again, you start off with a run, a 5K run with friends. It's a very family-oriented event. And then you go celebrate at home with some delicious turkey and other sweet treats. And then after that, the weekend after that, well, skipping a week into December 4th, I think that's a Saturday, we are closing down one of the runways at Pensacola International Airport, and we're letting all of you who want to run a 5K on the actual runway at the airport. It's amazing. So you guys got to come out and do that.
Oh, that is a dream. That is such a cool thing to accomplish.
It is amazing because airplanes are landing on the opposite runway. So there's two runways at Pensacola International, a north runway, north-south runway, and an east-west runway. The goal is to close the north-south runway, but if the wind is not right or there's other weather issues, we have to close the east-west runway and use that. So we have alternative courses. But we line up right there by the terminal out on the ramp where airplanes usually go, and we do a couple of loops. You get to run the northern half of runway 1735. And it is amazing because airplanes are landing, like, you know, airlines are landing on the other runway as you're running up and down.
That is too stinking cool. And there's so many things. You can go online to werunwild.com, runpensacola.com, and see these events. 850-437-1620. We've got our friend Michael on the line. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey there, nice lady. I'm doing just fine over here on the west side where it's nice and sunny.
It is nice and sunny.
I was listening to you guys talk. I've just started a walking routine. I was listening to the last caller, and I'm in that age range. And I was wondering, do you guys market at all Running Wild or the running community? I haven't seen it. To people in our age that not really interested in running anywhere, but we'd sure walk. You know, I've heard of 5K walks and things like that, but I would imagine there's a large demographic out here of older folks that would be interested in, you know, maybe a turkey walk, not a turkey trot. However, even in my condition, I'd probably trot for a Krispy Kreme donut. It wouldn't take much for me to do that.
Hey, Michael. But, yeah. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, we do. All of our runs, we call them 5K runs, but they have a walk as well. So we have a run category and a walk category in pretty much every one of them. Even some of our half marathons, we have walkers that that participate, and there's walker awards, and there's, like I said, a whole separate category. So yes, I would say probably 30%+ of our customer base are walkers, and we encourage that. We fit people that walk that tell us, hey, I'm just a walker, and I don't mean just like that's all I do, but because that's pretty significant, as Bruce told us, and as you're, you know, starting this journey as well, we fit you in shoes that are running shoes, but we have the mindset that you're using them to walk, so we tweak that a little bit. But yeah, absolutely. To answer your question, sign up for the Turkey Trot. You can find it on runpensacola.com, and you can walk yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, Michael. We'll save plenty for you.
Yes, and Michael, thank you for calling in, and thank you for asking that question. I think that it'd be really, really cool. People are texting in, I'll walk for a Krispy Kreme too. Yeah, I mean, I've seen people tackle one another for a Krispy Kreme donut.
Well, when I show up at Krispy Kreme at 5 a.m. and get like 60 dozen donuts, it's pretty exciting to have them all in your cart. You imagine what that smells like.
Man, maybe we need to come up with a Krispy Kreme air freshener.
I like it. Oh my gosh. I think, yeah, it could be dangerous though.
Ooh, I can smell it right now. Isn't it great how our brains work? Hey, 850-437-1620. There are so many things for you to get involved in. Whether you want to come in and just ask questions at Running Wild, they are there for you. I can attest to that they will listen to your questions, help you out, whether it's shoe fitting, getting you into a group, or helping you when it comes to your goals. It's a great place for you to start. And you don't have to run wild. You can walk wild. You can trot wild, Michael, whatever you got to do.
And if you want to come in and talk about Krispy Kreme donuts, we can do that too. We've got great coffee, and we'll talk about anything you want.
That's right. Hey, this is something really cool that I found. Listen, you know that I like to help everybody improve, and we've talked about this before, but did you know that squatting once a day, whether it's 20 squats or you work your way up to a goal, can help improve your, not just your overall body position and, you know, prevent osteoporosis, risking injury when it comes to walking or running, but it actually helps with building your muscles. So when you're working towards a goal, Paul, it gets you there faster.
Squatting is excellent. Yeah, it keeps your knees healthy as well. And everyone has time to squat, because everyone should be brushing their teeth for 2 minutes twice a day, and you can actually do moderate squats while you're brushing your teeth. I don't want you to hit your head on the chin, hit your chin on the sink or anything, but
lose your teeth.
Yeah, right. But squatting is great. I mean, it really does. It builds that quad strength, which helps keep your knees healthy.
Yes, we love to have some healthy quads.
Quads. Just go with quads.
Quadriceps. Yeah. Okay, hey, Paul, I want to know, and somebody just asked, do you have special hours when it comes to Black Friday next week?
Ah, so we do. So Black Friday on Friday, we'll be open from 9 to 5, which is just an hour earlier. We're not opening for the crazy 4 a.m. craziness. We used to do a run on Black Friday, and we called it Run for the Money. And what we did, we really did this.
That's awesome.
We invited people, and we usually had about 100 people come to it. And we had a 3-mile course that you could run it once for 3 miles and twice for 6. And every mile you ran, you got a $5 coupon. so you could earn $30, and we called them Running Wild Bucks. And we actually put people on the course, and they handed out the coupons to the runners. So you had to have it in your hand as you did the loop, and it was amazing. But we don't do that anymore. So 9 to 5, Black Friday, incredible deals. Check out our website, werunwild.com.